National Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery, transcribed.
Hit on the head. Fine fatty.
Hit on the head? Who did it? Doc, answer me. Who did it?
I don't know. Be all right in a minute. Fine Fay.
Fine Fay? Why? Why? What's the matter with Fay?
Jack scared. Fine Fay.
You sure you'll be all right?
Yeah, sure, sir.
The baby. Doc, I've got to go find Jack. Jack, where are you?
Reggie, where are you?
I'm in the living room, Jack. In the living room.
Stay right there. I'm coming.
Something is loose in this house. Something dangerous. I can feel it. Oh, Jack, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Up and down in the furnace room. Have you seen Faye?
No, but the baby.
Yes, I heard it. We've got to find him.
Jack.
Out the hall, quick.
Who is it? Who fell downstairs?
Grandma Martin.
Oh, my. Say, is she dead?
No, unconscious.
Jack, look at her leg.
Yeah, broken.
Oh, that's too bad, an old lady like her.
Jack, Reggie. Jack, what was that? Hey, what's the matter with Grandma?
Thrown downstairs, unconscious and broken leg.
You mean Faye done that to her own grandma?
We haven't got time to talk. Doc, how do you feel?
Oh, better than dead.
Can you carry Grandma into the library?
I guess so.
Then take care of her. Don't leave her for a minute.
But I want to go with...
You're not in any condition to go anywhere. Do what I tell you. Come on, Reggie.
Where are we going, Jack?
Search every room on the second and third floor.
We're looking for Faye?
I'll search the rooms. You stand here in the hall. See that no one slips by.
That's Faye's room.
Yes, I know it.
But what about Cherry, Jack?
We find Faye, Cherry be all right.
Did you look in the second closet?
Yeah, no one in there. And across the hall to Job's room.
We're wasting time.
I know it. What else can we do? Watch the hall.
Well, why not call in some police from outside?
No, I'll do it myself. I know what's done right. There's nobody in here. Come on, Hope's room's next.
Around the corner of the hall. If Faye threw her grandmother downstairs, she's got to be up here somewhere.
If she's not in here, she's got to be on the third floor.
Don't forget to look in that window seat.
Don't watch me. Keep your eye on the hall.
You expect her to try to slip by?
I expect someone to try to slip by. We're closing in.
Looking for anyone in this house is a bally job.
Nobody in here. Come on up to the third floor.
Righto.
They've got to be... Wait, hold it a minute.
What's the matter?
Here's a linen closet. Don't let's pass up anything.
No. No, go away.
It's Cherry.
Oh.
Cherry, what are you doing in this linen closet?
Crouched on the floor like a bally animal.
Cherry, answer me. What are you doing here?
She's after me. She's after me.
What are you talking about? Who's after you?
Faye. She mustn't.
Faye's after you? What for?
She wants to kill me.
Where is she now?
I don't know.
Here, get up on your feet.
Look here. Go easy, Cherry.
Now then, answer me. Where's Faye?
I don't know.
Answer me, do you hear? Tell me where Faye is or I'll shake it out.
Oh, I don't want to see her. I don't hear. I don't.
Jack, this is beastly.
Don't you think I know it?
Well, she's so terrified now she doesn't know what she's saying. You can't get anything out of her like that.
No. No, I guess you're right.
Oh, Jack, look at her hands. Fingers straight out, stiff like claws.
I can't bend them. Something's happened to them.
Here, let me see.
Oh, like ugly claws.
Cold as ice.
I can't bend them. Look. I can't bend my own fingers. I can't.
Chuck, I can't bear this.
Hysteria. It'll wear off when the tension's over. Cherry, do you feel safe here in this closet?
Yes. Yes, it's dark. They can't find me in the dark.
All right. Go back in. I'll lock you in.
Jack.
We can't take her with us. We've got to find Faye.
But she shouldn't be left alone.
I tell you, we've got to find Faye.
I'll be all right.
We'll come back for you in a little while.
I don't like it, Jack.
I don't like any of it. I hate women who get themselves into messes like this. Now, come on.
They certainly aren't the best.
Come on up the third floor.
Cherry, with her fingers spread out, stiff like clawing talons. Grandma sprawled grotesquely at the foot of the stairs. I wonder how we'll find Faye.
Yeah, it's pleasant.
I say we're not rushing about as we were. Isn't it as important to find Faye as it was?
Just as important, but not as urgent now that we know where Grandma and Cherry are.
I see. And she's got to be up here ahead of us somewhere, huh?
Yes. All right, now for Cherry's room.
I'm to wait out here?
Yeah. You don't suppose...
Jack, come here.
What's the matter?
Look, round the corner of the hall there, shadow.
creeping this way.
That's a man. Light behind him is throwing a shadow ahead.
There haven't been any men in the house?
Well, there is now. You want to take him or shall I?
Let me.
He's almost to the corner, so get set.
Righto.
Move fast. He may have a gun.
Quite.
Hold it. Get him, Reggie!
Look out for his gun!
There.
Good work, Reggie.
Here, let's have a look at him.
Here's his gun. You suppose this is the chap who carried Cherry down to the furnace room?
Hello. Reggie, we made a mistake.
What's that?
Here, look at this badge on his vest.
Badge?
Yes, police department.
Oh, but I say.
Plainclothes man from the detective bureau. You've had the doubtful honor of knocking out a policeman.
Yes, but what's he doing here? Naturally, I wouldn't have tackled him.
Well, that's what I want to know. What's he doing here? I wonder if they planted any more in this house.
But I thought you said they weren't going to.
They weren't. They said they'd keep all their men out. What's that?
I don't hear anything.
I do, from Grandmother Martin's suite of rooms. Come on. Here, this is it.
Help!
Here, this way.
Jack, what's that smell?
Chloroform. Here, she's locked in this closet. Faye, do you hear me? Listen, get hold of yourself. Save your breath. We'll get you out.
But how? The door's locked and there's no key.
We'll break it in.
Right on, but can we do it?
Wait. Faye, can you hear me?
Yes, Harry.
Lie down on the floor. We're going to break in the door. Do you hear?
Yes.
All right. Well, come on, Reggie. Together now. Solid. Once more now.
It's coming. Do it again.
Now.
That did it.
Here, help me with it.
Get me out.
Easy.
All right, you're all right.
There you are. Now throw open the window.
Quiet.
Now get all those saturated towels and throw them out.
Out the window?
Yes. Don't try to talk for a minute. Just breathe deep.
Why would she do it?
Don't talk. Just breathe.
Half a dozen towels soaked with chloroform enough to kill an elephant. Out they go.
I can talk. Let me sit up, please.
Take it easy.
A fresh air is all I needed.
Who locked you in that closet?
Grandma.
Grandmother Martin tried to kill you?
How did she get you in the closet in the first place?
Yeah. You remember Doc was bringing me upstairs?
Yes.
Somebody hit him on the head. I didn't see who it was. I just ran. I was so scared.
You didn't do it?
No. I ran up here to Grandma's room. She wasn't here, but she came in just a minute.
Well, where'd she been?
I didn't get a chance to ask her. She was out of breath. She said, quick, Faye, get my slippers out of the closet. I didn't think. Just went in the closet, and she slammed the door on me and locked me in.
And the chloroform towels were already in there?
No. She said, you'll be safe in there, my girl. Then I heard the door to her room open and close, and I pounded on the door to be let out, and in a couple of minutes she came back in.
What did she say then?
Nothing. I think she didn't say a thing, but pretty soon she began pushing towels soaked in chloroform under the door.
Joe. Grandma Martin.
I was all wrong. I thought I knew who the murderer was. I thought I knew from the way you talked, Jack, but I was wrong. It was Grandma all the time.
Grandma Martin, I thought it was you.
You thought it was me?
Yes, we found Cherry hiding from you. I say, are you sure it wasn't you?
It was Grandma, I tell you.
But Cherry said you were trying to kill her.
Cherry said I was trying to kill her.
That's what she said.
And see here, you might have locked yourself in there with those towels, you know.
But I didn't. I didn't. Jack, I thought you said you knew for sure who the murderer is.
I do, Faye. I know just as sure as I'm sitting here looking at you.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Forson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. On Christmas Eve, the Star of Bethlehem shines bright as a symbol of mankind's efforts to make the world a better one in which to live, despite ravages of war and hunger and disease.
So from the writer and producer of this series, Carlton E. Morse, a further message about the plight of children overseas.
These millions of unfortunate youngsters have never known what the Star of Bethlehem symbolizes. They have never known a Christmas. Who are they, Mr. Thorson?
They are 4-year-old Christian Ocel of France, 14-year-old Panayoto Gavril of Greece, 14-year-old Shai Kuichen of China, 7-year-old Claude Grandjean of Belgium. They are legion wherever war has struck, those children who have never known Christmas. Why don't you do right now what many in your community have already done? Gather discarded toys and children's clothing, pack them with care, tie them securely. Address them to Foster Parents Plan for War Children, 530 47th Avenue, Long Island City, New York. That's Foster Parents Plan for War Children, 530 47th Avenue, Long Island City, New York. Do it now. Your Christmas will be happier in the knowledge of what you have done, and that you too can be a Santa Claus.